Hi everyone, today is an exciting episode for me. We're diving into the powerhouse that is the Soldano Astro 20. This all-tube amplifier is not just an amp, it's frankly an experience blending the iconic Soldano tube tone with cutting-edge digital control, and we'll dive into that in a bit. Make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and ring that notification bell so you never miss out on my gear reviews. Before we get into the technicalities of the Soldano Astro 20, let's kick off with a brief playthrough. This quick hands-on session will give you a live taste of the amp's really diverse tones and capabilities. So before we dive into the Astro 20 in detail, let's take a moment to appreciate the legacy behind Soldano amplifiers. Maybe it's a brand that you're not familiar with. It's one that I came to know a few years ago, actually, even though I'd heard it many, many decades before. Legends like Eric Clapton, Mark Knopfler, Dickie Betts, Lou Reed, and Matthias Jabs have all woven their tales around Mike Soldano's guitar amplifiers. There's a story around Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, the very captivating blues player. He was captivated by the magic of Mike Soldano and asked Mike to craft him an SLO 100. creating a story etched in the history of guitar tone, to be honest. They're not, like, well known. They're not the, you know, the Marshalls, the Fenders, the, you know, the classic kind of Vox or whatever that comes to mind when you ask more of a lay guitar player. It's just got the tone. It sounds like a Sardana, but it sounds like an instrument itself. Mike Sardana's journey into the world of guitars and amplifiers didn't start until he was 21. Born in Seattle, he was inspired by soulful guitar solo in Badge, you know that song by Eric Clapton, which kind of sparked his quest for musical expression, from terrorizing Seattle streets in his Camaro to learning to play guitar. Mike cultivated that craftsmanship, attention to detail, and became a superiority in the design world of amplifiers. So I won't go without mentioning a special thanks to Guitar Works Canada for making this review possible. Mark from there called me a few days ago to tell me about this amplifier and said, you've really got to do a demo of this stuff and show the world what this has to offer. They were blown away about it, and to be honest, I am as well. Guitar Works Canada is not just a destination for quality instruments, it's a hub of passion for musicians, plus their free shipping also helps with that. Across Canada ensures enthusiasts nationwide can get access to premium gear hassle-free. So go check them out for some great inventory and deals. I've bought some stuff from them, regardless of me working with them. So they're always nice guys to talk to and know their stuff. Anyway, back to the demo and the review. Let's go through the specs. You can skip through this if you're really not interested, but it's interesting to know what's in here because it's not a huge amount of stuff. So at the core of the Sardana Astro 20 are two 6V6 power tubes, which gives that kind of raunchy, I call it like a North American sound, and 412 AX7 preamp tubes, which kind of give that classic crunchy kind of bite to them. People think tubes do nothing or don't make a difference, and just listen to the difference between EL 34s and 6V6s and you'll tell instantly there's a difference between them. These tubes ensure that each note is drenched in that unmistakable Sardana warmth. It has only 20 watts of power, but you wouldn't know it. This lightweight amp, believe me, it's very lightweight compared to the big orange beast behind me. It's a true tone sculptor, but loud enough to make people notice you at rehearsal, as well as being able to play at home. The cascading gain preamp design takes you from crystal clear cleans to soaring overdrive with that dynamic touch. This is the real wonderful thing about Sardana amplifiers, is that the touch that you get and the responsiveness from how you attack the pick, and it's a very honest amp, so it will tell you when you screw up and it will tell you when you're playing great. So it's great to get that instant feedback, and it really becomes part of your signal chain to your expression for your instrument. So let's talk a bit more detail through the channels. The Astro 20 doesn't give you the channels, it offers galaxies, would you believe? So there's this little spinny thing here, which is quite an interesting thing. When I read up and watched the video they have on the website, that gives you a great rundown of exactly what's going on there. So the three galaxies really are clean, overdrive one and overdrive two. The clean green galaxy kind of mirrors, which is what we're on now, mirrors the high headroom tones of classic American combos like Fender Twins, etc. And you can dial everything from pristine cleans to a slightly pushed kind of crunch, just kind of oozing with that kind of saturation gain, but with a clean edge, with just a twist of the tone knob and a flick of the three-way bright switch down here, which is just dedicated to this channel here. You can switch between three, and that gives you a different openness and brightness of sound there. So next we can go to the overdrive realm, which is the blue, purple and red galaxies. So blue, purple and red, which you can kind of hear it get noisy there, so we'll get onto that in a sec. Let's go back to green for now. So the blue galaxy whispers bluesy kind of cleans and roars into fat hard rock tones. Then when you shift into purple galaxy for increased gain, and you get like tighter kind of crunch sound, it's not as like flappy. Not that it's a terrible sound, the blue one, it actually sounds great, but this gives you a tighter kind of, better for more chordal, maybe even country rock kind of styles. And when you're ready for the journey into the high gain universe, you can engage the red galaxy, which is really where Sardana sings, and what it's known for is those really high gain overdrive. And these galaxies, to each overdrive channel, they kind of create a tonal palette. But this amp is not just about raw power, it's about sculpting your tone with finesse. There's lots of options here with bass, middle, treble, which don't do, you know, loads and loads of stuff, so you're always in a safe area. But you've got couple of gain stages, a presence switch, as well as some depth switches here for the overdrive channels. The onboard impulse response cabinet simulation introduces six IR slots, which only play a part when using the direct out from the channel or the headphones, which is an awesome actual feature of this amplifier. The sound of the speaker doesn't actually change with the IRs, so you can flick through the cabinet bypass and actually switch through. You see these little dots kind of change here, and that gives you an idea of what the IR sounds like there. And I'll play through the audio demos. We'll give you a bit of an IR example there as well. You can actually bypass the IR entirely and make it so that's a clean, so you can clean one without IR, so you can use your own IR impulse responses after the fact in your digital station, you know, like Pro Tools or Cubase, etc. And you can combine that with the wide-ranging master presence control with three-position depth switch here with under here. And you have the power to shape your sound with a lot of precision, really, but not into scary realms where you'll get frightened and scared and never go back. The Astro 20 embraces MIDI control, so you've got a included four-button MIDI foot switch, which you can program four channels up to, so you can either work in one galaxy and change the IRs that you want here, or the way I found it was nice to set up was you can kind of have clean a couple of crunch channels. So I went like green, blue, purple, red, which is kind of how it standardly comes. All these kind of knobs here are independent of the foot switch, but you give enough control here where you've got, this is kind of your clean channel settings with a tone knob, which actually gives you a nice sweeping frequency range here. Your gain one, gain two, and then volume one, one, two for your channels, for your high gain stuff. And you've got a master channel here. So I've got it turned quite low here, and this is pretty loud. There's not actually a huge range in this master channel, which is interesting, but it's enough control. With the foot switch, you can access the presets effortlessly just by clicking the button. And here's the game changer, cableless operation. So you can actually go direct to the front of house, plug into your recording device, which I have done here for the example, or enjoy silent practice with headphones without ever really needing to connect a speaker cabinet, which is quite amazing. You could just buy the amplifier. Soldano takes it a step further with free Soldano editor software, which doesn't do a huge amount of stuff. It's just a quick way of maybe editing and picking what channels and what IRs you want if you're more in the recording world. You can manage your impulse responses there, assign galaxies, and organize your presets with quite an intuitive interface, and there's a really good demo on their website that shows you how to do that. With up to 128 MIDI presets across the board. Like other Soldano amps, these are made in the USA, built with military-grade components, and come with a huge limited five-year warranty, actually, which shows how much they're standing behind their uncompromising quality in all the amps that they make. But let's not get lost in the technicalities of this. Let's craft some tones. Join me as we navigate through the galaxies, tweaking knobs, pushing the boundaries, and discovering the endless possibilities of the Soldano Astro brings to your fingertips. So let's start with the green galaxy, and we'll explore the clean headroom and touch responsive dynamics of this setting. Neck pickup. So if we push that volume up a bit more, we've got the master volume here that we'll just leave. Volume. Yeah, we started to break up a bit now. Almost like a edgy, crunchy country tone. If we push it right the way up the volume, we can hear what we got. Gets it into even an overdrive territory almost. But still like tight sounding, so it's that initial blast of gain and chops back to being clean. But it's not saturated to the point that it becomes unusable. So let's start with the tone knob way off. Turn it right the way up to the top here. So I like the way that's usable. It goes from right at the bottom where it's not too muffled and then to the top where it's spanky. Let's get that back in the middle again. Try this bright switch here. So it adds that extra sparkle. Put it right the way up to what the range of this is. Still usable. Left one's a bit mellower. It's off. And that's the brightest one. Very usable, very punchy country type tones if you get up there. So let's turn that off again. This would be like a kind of a high mid boost, which is good. So let's go into the Blue Galaxy here now. So we got this gain knob here that changes that one. So it sticks into 12 o'clock. Turn it right down just to get the edge of breakup. Right up to full gain here. And although that's really crunchy and gainy, it's still not too noisy, which is great. So if we go back to the middle again, play with some of these EQs here. So nice range, because we play here right through the sweep. Even at full whack, it doesn't actually sound that bassy. Yeah, nice and usable. Mids, I think this is where amps make and break themselves, so mids down. You start to hear the clarity come through as you get to midway. Too bad there in the middle. Cool kind of sound in there, not too much again. Sweep the treble. Still not a lot of range, it's still nicely ranged. That's another one that really makes it bright, but it's really still tasteful, which is nice. Okay, so next is the Purple Galaxy, which is still using game one. So we go from like a slight chug. Thank you. a bit more martially, I guess. Crank up that gain a bit more to midway. Put a bit of bite to it. Sounding great, pump that gain right the way up. Sounding punchy and badass. Same range of EQs as before. Onto the red channel, which is kind of the screaming lead tones. This is where the gain one takes out of extra, because that's for the blue and the purple channel, and gain two is really when this comes in. I like to keep gains a bit lower on these things because you get a bit more hiss as you get, because you're really driving that preamp more. Rings forever. So even with a low level of gain, you're getting that kind of nice crunchy but like metally overdrive sound. Not too much, you can push the gain more. If we go to midway up, it just makes more saturated gain. Tasteful, push the gain up a bit more, get the noisy stuff now, but gain down a bit. So even when we get right up to the top of the gain, it's still not washy, meaning it's still got its like character, and you can pick articulate notes out through it, which is good. So if we go to the lower gain setting, we'll see what the presence of that kind of does. Just sweeps through, adding a bit more of that kind of 4K EQ. Still a little bit bright for me up there, but it's really, that was the max and it's kind of usable. It's nice. So the depth switch. On that far setting, it seems to add a bit more of that kind of, I don't know, 150 hertz type region. So my thoughts are that this amp is absolutely spectacular. I didn't think I'd find an amp like this that can do good cleans, good crunch, good high gain. Like the Orange is great for doing that kind of crunchy and high gain stuff of that kind of dominant mid-range. And the fenders are typically good at doing that kind of sparkly, jangly clean. But this kind of marries it all together. And it has a sound of its own, uniquely, and it just sounds transparent. It's got nice crisp top end. The mids are nicely controlled. I mean, I've never really played Soldano amps before. And this one, I was excited to try because I always knew that Martin Opfler tried or played Soldano amps. And this kind of blew me away. When I plugged it in, I was like, shit, this is incredible. Like, this amp, honestly, is amazing. And I'm like, do I sell shit to buy this thing? It's crazy. Like, this isn't just an amp, it's an instrument of expression. You know, with its handcrafted quality, versatile channels, and the software you get with it, you know, this thing with the galaxies, and it's quite groundbreaking, and the IRs sound amazing as well. And it really transports you to this other place, really. It's amazing. It completely has blown me away. I'm still kind of catching my breath of actually playing it, and I don't want to give it back to Guitar Works. It's like a sonic chameleon, really, you could describe it, because it kind of transcends into loads of different styles, and it fits in anywhere. Like, it's always been thought of, like, Soldano is definitely, you know, that high gain kind of, you know, great sounding, monstrous kind of lead tone, and it's I don't know how to describe it. It's smooth, yet bites, and I think it's fantastic. It gives you everything from like gritty growls to sparkling kind of chimes. It really is a Swiss Army knife of amplifiers. It has the potential to fit in anywhere. So you've got this palette of tones that can go from polite, like, you know, kind of chuggy, kind of hummy, kind of bouncy stuff with chordal work to a full-blown face-melting growl. It's like having a conversation with your guitar, and the Astro 20 kind of speaks fluent grit, punch and sparkle, and even a bit of that saturated goodness. Now, about the price tag, yeah, it's around $2,000 US. It's not cheap when it comes in the grand scheme of guitar amplifiers, but for the fact that you get actually an amplifier that does, well, you could argue three different types of amps, because the blue and the purple are similar to me. You've got a bit of variation in the kind of dynamic response of the amplifiers between blue and purple, but the green, the blue, purple, and the red are normally, when you buy an amplifier, it does three things. I had a triple super lead Marshall, which was fine, but it had a really noisy, kind of squashy, high gain channel, and the clean was a little bit like playing through a PA system. It was a little bit uninspiring. The crunch was really where that amp kind of shown for me. And other amps I played, it really kind of only does one thing well, and the other two are kind of like an afterthought. But this could easily master or champion in all of those spaces from clean, crunch, and high gain. And the big question is, do I make a trade? Well, put it this way, if your current amp was Tinder date, the Astro 20 just walked in the room looking like a rock star. Do you swipe left on mediocrity or take a chance on true love in the form of these killer tones out of this beast? Struggle is real, my friend. But hey, the heart wants what it wants. And right now, mine wants this bastard. Time to check my piggy bank and see if it's feeling generous. Probably not, but I'll have to give it back and maybe dream of it another day. So stay tuned for more of my sonic adventures. And remember, a good amp is like a good joke. It gets better with time, especially mine ones. So thanks for sticking around. I hope you enjoyed this video and this amplifier. Make sure you check out Guitar Works if you're in Canada. Thanks again, guys, for lending me the guitar and giving me this experience. I've kept it far too long just to play with it and check it out and listen. So hope you like the demos, and I'd love to see you in the comments to start conversations and tell me what you think and your experience with Soldano. And if you're thinking of buying this one, I'd love to hear from you and just explore more of that stuff. So check the description for more info and links. Thanks for joining us on this journey today. Till next time, keep exploring these galaxies of sound. Thanks, everyone. Bye.